Many are getting weak. Many are failing. And many have fallen in their faith. Learn how to become an overcomer in this end time through the anointed teachings of Pastor Ebenezer Okonifa. Pastor Ebenezer Okonifa is an emerging voice and a leader in this end time movement of faith. His message centers on faith, the Holy Spirit, and the realities of the new creation in Christ. He is a senior pastor of Overcomers Nation Church and president of Ebenezer Okonifa Ministries in Accra, Ghana. Become inspired, empowered, and enlightened as you listen to the life-transforming message of God's Word through His special servant. And now, today's message.
Psalm 36 from the verse number 5. Is that thy mercy, O Lord? That word mercy also means your loving kindness is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Is that thy righteousness is like the mountains of God, like the great mountains. Is that thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. The God that we are talking about is able to protect both man and beast. His preserving hand is so great that even animals enjoy his protection. He says, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men, they put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Where are you putting your trust tonight? What is the trust? Where is the trust of your life? He said, the children of men, they put their trust. I don't know whatever you may be going through, but I think this is a good introduction to miracle service tonight. That your trust should be under the shadow, under the wings of the Lord. Oh, no matter what it is that you deposit under his wings, there's something beautiful that will come out of it. There's something beautiful that will come out of it. He said that they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, the fullness of your house. With the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. Tonight, what are you going to drink tonight? He said, God gives us drink from the river of his pleasures. There's no bad thing that can come from tonight's encounter. I said, there's no bad thing that can come from tonight's encounter. Somebody's ministry is going to shine, somebody's destiny is going to shine, somebody's miracle is about to manifest. Somebody's glory is about to come forth. Come on, your amen is as weak. It's so weak you need chloroquine. I said your miracle is about to manifest. I said your miracle is about to manifest. Your glory is about to shine forth. Like the morning. If you believe it, let your amen sound like thunder. Yes. Hallelujah. Listen to me. In tonight's service, the ambassador be diagro. Are you understanding me? The ambassador be there. They didn't come to play. Oh, if you know what lies ahead of you, you will have been fighting. You have been moving. You have been running. You have been opening up your spirit. That God, even if you close the service in the next minute, let me receive my encounter. Are you understanding me? If you close in the next 10 minutes, let me receive my encounter. There are some people who are waiting. We are warming up. No, we don't warm up. We don't warm up. We believe. Say, I believe.
I believe.
Say, I believe.
I believe.
Say, I believe. Tonight your faith is going to work for you. I say your faith is going to work for you. He said, for with you is the fountain of life. There's a fountain that is with God. And he said that that fountain of life is with the Lord. And he that comes to the Lord draws from this fountain. And he said, in your light we shall see the light. Tonight somebody will see the light of God. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Say, Lord, open my eyes tonight. Give me an encounter with you. Give me an encounter that I cannot recover from. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. 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 Everybody say, Father, give me an encounter that I cannot recover from. Give me a prophetic advantage tonight in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and begin to pray. 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 Just 1 minute of prayer. Lift up your voice. Give me a prophetic advantage tonight. 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 Rabba baba baba bosh. Mambele bele 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 bele. Mambele bele 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 bele. Mambele bele 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 bele. Ayada da de. Papa no bele 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 bosh. Mambele bele 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 bele. Le bele 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 bele. Amen bele 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 bele. Ipolo bolo bolo bele bosh. Mambele bele bele bele. Mambele bele 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 bele. Mambele bele give me a prophetic advantage tonight. Ikurobo sene lebriata le paloraniapa ipale briandosia le pronolokuya apelenendia ipelele apalabashata in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father. Say, tonight, I declare my night. Let the windows of heaven be open over my life. Let me encounter you in a very special way. Say, speak to me and let my life never be the same again. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout a big amen. Is that a shout? Even a baby can do better than a shout a big amen. God bless you, choir. Hallelujah. Give a clap of praise to the Lord. Can he sit, be seated in the presence of the Lord? Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. We give him all the glory. And tonight, I believe that God is going to give you a prophetic advantage. To have an advantage means to have an edge over someone or an edge in a particular circumstance. It means to have something that others desire for. It means that to have something that you can boast about. That this one is an edge I have over you. An edge I have over a particular situation. Tonight, God will give you an edge over the devil. God will give you an edge over your positions. God will give you an edge over your enemies. God will give you an edge over circumstances of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you believe it, let your amen sound like thunder. Oh, I said, is that a thunder? If this was the thunder, I said, let your amen sound like thunder. Now look around you. If somebody is not smiling, say, I suspect you now. Oh, okay, so, hallelujah. If the person's face is looking like mununku, the mununku is only when the Holy Ghost comes, please. Right now, don't let it enter your face. Amen and amen. Smile. Rejoice and praise the Lord. Rejoice and praise the Lord. My soul, rejoice and praise the Lord. Rejoice and praise the Lord. Yeah. Rejoice and praise the Lord. Oh, rejoice and praise the Lord. My soul, rejoice and praise the Lord. Rejoice and praise the Lord, my soul, rejoice and praise the Lord, rejoice and praise the Lord, oh my soul, rejoice and praise the Lord, rejoice. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. Last week was an amazing encounter as we climax Faith Convention 2024. And in Faith Convention, our primary subject is faith. Tell somebody faith. Come on, look at the person and tell the person faith. Hallelujah. Our primary subject is talking about the subject of faith.
many years ago. In fact, amazingly, throughout the entire of last week, I couldn't get into this thing. I started this statement on Wednesday, I couldn't complete. I started it on Thursday, I couldn't complete. And I don't know why I have not been able to complete it. But many years ago, when the Lord began to give me the mandate of raising an army of overcomers, and the Lord began to speak to me about the end time overcomers, the Lord spoke about some end time generals, eagles, that were going to manifest the power of God, that were going to manifest the glory of God in the last days. And as I waited on the Lord in hours and hours of studies in the Word and in the visions of the Spirit, the Lord began to give me the equipment that the overcomers need, the tools that they are going to use to overcome the world. When the Bible says that they are overcomers, it is because they have certain tools that they can use to bring the world under subjection, or they can use to tame the world or to conquer the world. And one of the principal tools and weapons that God gives to overcomers is the tool of faith. In 1 John chapter number 5, the verse number 4, which we have by this time all of us should be conversant with, because that was what we were speaking from Monday till Sunday last week. The Bible says that whatever is born of God overcomes the world. That word overcomes is from the Greek word nikao. Nikao. Nikao means to conquer. It means to subdue. It means to bring under subjection. Literally, it means to go to a court and win in the case. Are you understanding me? So basically, Nikao overcomes is also talking about advantage. It's talking about victory. And the Bible is telling us that in the world, there are things that are going to oppose us. There are things that are going to fight us. There are things that will not want our dreams to come to pass, will not want our desires to come to pass, will not want the visions that are in our spirits to manifest. But the Bible says that if we are born of God, we have a certain potentiality, we have a certain ability and capability to overcome the world, which is akin to what God told Adam in the Garden of Eden, when after he had created him, even that was before the Garden of Eden, and he told him that they should subdue everything in the world. He said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and he said, subdue it. So it means that there's something to be subdued. It is talking about the dominion mandates. In Genesis 1:26, it speaks concerning the creation of man. And the Bible says that eternity took counsel with eternity. And in the conference of the Godhead, the Bible says that he discussed with himself. And he said that let us create man in our image and after our likeness. When the divine counsels of heaven took counsel with counsels in the inner recesses of himself, he came with a certain project, and the project was that let us form a man who is a patent of us, who is an idol, a logo, who is a very representation of us, and let us put him in the earth. And the Bible said that when we put him in the earth, let us give him dominion, let us give him power to subdue this earth that we have created, to subdue this world that we have created. Why would we give him the ability to subdue the earth? It is because there are things in the earth that will oppose him. So he needs a certain ability. He needs a certain tool, a certain weapon, a force that is able to overcome. And so when God created man, he did not create man to be a passive being, so that man will just sit down and things will be brought to him. No. He gave the man an ability to be a go-getter. Are you understanding me? To decide that this is what I want, and the man will go and take that thing. So when after he said he has told us that let them have dominion over everything that we are that is in the earth. In the verse 27, the Bible says that he created the man. So he formed the man. Somebody would have thought that after verse 26, man should just be a passive being who is just able to sit there and then miracles will start happening. Who would be there and then the food that he wants to eat would just appear in the mouth and he would start chewing. Who would be there and then whatever he's looking for will come to him. But look at that. In the verse number 28, after he had created a man whom he said he was created to have dominion, he now had to commission the man. Tell the man that, hey, when I created you, I put something that can give you victory in you. But if you sit down without moving, the victory will not be experienced. So the Bible says, God blessed them and he said to them, you be fruitful, you multiply, You fill the earth. Are you getting it? So the man was the one to now go about manifesting the blessing. Look at that instruction. He said, he blessed him and said, be fruitful. He said, multiply. He said, replenish the earth or fill the earth. And then he says, subdue the earth. Now, why would you need to subdue the earth? The word subdue is not a passive word. It means that you need energy. Are you understanding me? You need a certain force. You need a capability. You need a certain power to bring that thing under subjection. Are we together? If you are just sitting there having no power, I come and then I subdue you. I cannot have subdued you. Are you getting me? Because you are not resisting me. But when you are resisting me and now I bring you under my power, I bring you under my influence, then I can say I have subdued you. Are we together? So God told man that you can subdue the earth. For him to tell him to, you can subdue the earth and have dominion over everything, that means that there was a power that God had placed in man. And I believe that it was the overcoming force of faith that in 1 John chapter 5 verse number 4 we are being told about. So the Christian also, the Bible says, Paul said that all things are yours, right? All things are yours. Every miracle you need, he says, is yours. Every open door you need, he says, is yours. Every blessing you need, he says, is yours. In fact, in Ephesians chapter number 1, the verse number 3, the Bible says, for God has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So we have it all. So why are we not joining some notes from the Bank of Ghana or the Bank of America or the Bank of the whole world? Amen and amen. Why is it that certain things are still lacking in our lives? Why is it that there are certain struggles with our health, certain struggles with our finances? What is going on? It is because even though all things are yours, you need to rise up and go and take it. And the taking of it is what he tells us, that this is the victory that brings the world under subjection and subdues it and causes it to begin to work for our favor. He said it is faith. So your faith is of vital importance. When you have your faith, anywhere you go, you are going to be victorious. So you study from Habakkuk chapter number 2, the verse number 4. The Bible begins to give us a glimpse into the reality of the operations of God over the ages. And he tells us that the just shall live by his faith. He said that his soul that is lifted up is not upright in him, but rather the just shall live by faith. So this is how God programmed it to be. That means that every just person, every righteous person that we see from the book of Genesis through to the book of Malachi, every victory that they ever had, it was by faith. And so we come to the book of Hebrews chapter number 11. And there in the New Testament, they begin to itemize the revelation of what happened. You see, the Old Testament was written in types and shadows. And so there are sometimes you are not able to fully comprehend what is happening over there. It is in the New Testament that you begin to understand the victories. It is in the New Testament that you begin to realize that even when Cain and Abel were giving their offerings, it wasn't because Abel's sacrifices were nicer and then Cain's offerings were rot. You know, when we're in Bible class, Sunday school, they taught us that Cain brought rotten fruits to the Lord. Amen. I don't know whether you saw some of those pictures. So we saw and then we see the smoke that is coming from Cain's sacrifice, and it goes this way, and then it starts goes like a rainbow and goes into the ground, and then you see Abel's sacrifice, and Abel has lifted up his hands like this, and then the smoke is going up in the heavens, and an angel has appeared over there and makes it like Charlie Cain, Abel, you blue man, and I came, you're a killer. Glory to Jesus Christ. But you see, the Bible does not even tell us that at all. The Bible actually tells us, let's look at Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11, the verse is in number 4. Let's look at the verse number 4. The Bible tells us that Abel, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. So it means that the sacrifice of Abel being accepted by God wasn't because it was nicer than the sacrifice of Cain, but rather because he was able to offer it by what? Faith. He gave it by faith. Isn't it amazing? How can two people come to the presence of God to come and give an offering, and yet they say, well, somebody's offering was by faith and another person's was not by faith? He said, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. How can two people come to church? So you see why sometimes you can have two people come in the presence of God. One receives a miracle, one does not receive a miracle. Even somebody may come and he may even give probably a lesser offering in terms of amount, and yet that person receives an instant manifestation, and another person who comes at the same time does not receive. It is because likely one of them is operating at a certain wavelength of faith, a certain frequency of faith, that the other person, even though you see the person physically, their heart is not connected. Their heart is not connected. In fact, Paul spoke about God loving a cheerful giver whose heart is in his giving. Meaning that people can give, but their heart is not in their giving. So, by faith. So, that means that even the sacrifices and the offerings that we have been presenting to the Lord, for them to have the impact in our lives. Because I can tell you the truth, tithes, first fruits, sacrifices, offerings, they have changed my life. They are givings that have changed my life. I don't care what your experiences may be. What I care about, number one, is that I have seen it in the Word of God. And number two, I have experienced the confirmation of the testimonies by practice. So, what becomes the difference between the one who gives and receives a miracle and the one who gives and sees nothing? The likely tendency is that according to Hebrews 11, verse number 4, one is likely giving by faith. The other may be giving because, oh, he heard somebody's testimony that I gave. And so, me too, let me come and do try and look. Are you understanding me? Let me remember some share. You see, so the person may not be walking by faith. The person may not be walking by faith. There could be a deficiency in the faith quotient. And so, we need to understand the subject of faith. Other than that, all our offerings, all our struggles, all our sacrifices become useless. Are you understanding me? It means that all our expectations, all our desires, no manifestation. Why? Because we don't understand how to function by faith. So today, I'm just touching a few bases on the subject of faith for us to be able to accept and to receive what God has made available for us. Faith is a victory. Lift up your right hand. Say, my faith is my victory. Come on, even the angels didn't hear you. Say, my faith is my victory. What then is faith? I started explaining to you that faith is a spiritual substance. In the book of Hebrews 11, verse number 1, we see the scriptural definition of faith. In fact, you see, this faith is so important. Because you see, all the testimonies that you are desiring for, you can obtain them by faith. Hebrews 11, the verse number 2 tells us that by faith the elders, or other versions say that the men of old, the patriarchs, the men whose testimonies we share, the men when we are talking about supernatural manifestation of the power of God, we are talking about the miracles of financial riches. We talk about Abraham. We talk about Isaac. We talk about Jacob. We talk about the interventions that David experienced. We talk about the healings and the miracles that were performed by Elijah. We talk about how Samson was a man of great power in his day. These are the men of old that we testify about. The Bible says that these men of old, these people of old, they earned a good reputation. The Amplified Version says that they obtained a divine testimony and a good report. How? It was by faith. By faith, trust, and holy favor, born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them. Meaning you can give birth to a testimony to you by faith. If you can understand this thing, the next 3 months of your life, the next 6 months of your life, you can shape it into something beautiful. I prophesy to someone under the sound of my voice, before the end of this year, your bag of testimonies will be full. I say your bag of testimonies will be full. I say your bag of testimonies will be full. Why is that some people come to the presence of God, they come for to overcome a situation, they receive a miracle, and after that when they leave, they are not able to sustain the miracle, they are not able to see any progress in the miracle, they are not able to see the power of God. Because the same power that brought you healing, that same power can bring you deliverance. It's true. The same power that brought you deliverance, that same power can bring you prosperity. Is that true? So why is it that somebody who receives healing is also not able to receive financial prosperity? The person has not understood faith. The person has not understood faith. Look, it is so, so important we understand and appreciate how these things work. Today, after morning service, one gentleman approached me and he told me, he said, Papa, I want to tell you something. I said, okay, go ahead, speak to me. And he said, Papa, just yesterday I woke up from bed. I think I hasn't come and shared the testimony with you so far. Sometimes you need another witness, somebody to also hear, so that you, when you are recounting it, nobody says that, oh, you are forming a thing out of space. Somebody sharing a testimony. Come and share your own and stop complaining. What are you talking about? And he came to see me. He said, I woke up yesterday morning and I was so weak. I was so sick. I could barely do anything. He said that to even get up was a challenge for me. So whilst I was seated there, not knowing what to do about my situation, there was work that I needed to do, and yet I did not have strength to do it. So all of a sudden, it became like a vision. And the vision, he saw himself in the church premises. And I was walking to my office, and he came from behind me saying that, Papa, I am feeling sick. And so whilst I was walking away, I just stretched my left hand towards him. I didn't even touch him. And I said, you are healed in the name of Jesus. He said, in the vision, as soon as I said I was healed, he felt the power come upon him and the sickness disappeared. When he came out of the vision, all the pain, all the weakness had disappeared from his body. Totally set free. And he said that yesterday he worked like a dog. He worked from morning to evening, so busy, and he did not even take any chloroquine, paracetamol, whatever, what have you. Why? Because, you know, the issue over here. The issue over here is not because I'm anointed. Obviously, I'm anointed. It is because of his ability to connect by faith. What caused his mind and his heart to come towards me? This morning, our sister Selena was sharing a testimony about how on Tuesday, she was going somewhere with a friend. And whilst they were going, you know, you see, how you receive the anointing affects how you see the manifestation. She said, when she was going, after Sunday's impartation, she said, no, she's carrying something. I say, in fact, I wish I could play the tree version of her testimony. She said, me one dear. Sadia poison me. Who said you're poisoned? Glory to Jesus. Because she was saying that now, her vision, she could see in the realm of the spirit. She could hear things. And she said that when she was going, she sensed something that she turned around. When she turned, she saw that her friend was beginning to faint, was not looking very well. She said, hey, my friend, are you okay? The friend said, she's fine. He said, no, you are not fine. Something is wrong with you. And while the friend was just about to defend, she fell down. Fainted. She had just fainted there on the floor like that. So when she, in an instant, she got scared. What is she going to do? Somebody has just fainted. Is she dead? And then she remembered. What did I say? She what? Remembered that I have said that the impartation that you have received, now when you go, you can heal the sick. When you pray for people, they will also be healed. You will see visions. She said, Selena, she can tree drama is very powerful. But bumpa man. She said, let me bumpa man. So as she was praying, the friend who had fainted, you know, another person would have been looking for a taxi. Another person would have been screaming, hey, Obimbro, but you see, look at that. What was the first thing that came to her mind? You see, that is how faith works. What was the first thing that came to her mind? Sometimes you go through a bad situation, say, I'm dead. You see, you have a problem. You have spoiled everything that God has given you. You were trusting God for a job, and then you came for Sunday prophetic service, and then the Lord said that you have received a job, but because the thing didn't come by, and then you are confirming, say, hey, no. So, but you could not believe that the word that said that God says I've done it. You didn't believe it. So when you left, somebody asked you, tell me, how are things going? It's not easy. I don't have a job. I'm still looking for. What have you done? You have negated what God has said. You have negated what God has said with your mouth. She said, she began to pray for her friend. All of a sudden, the friend who had fainted started to sweat. Something. Amen and amen. And then the lady who had fainted all of a sudden breathed and sighed and then got up and came back to life and started thanking her, saying, thank you for praying for me. She had become a woman of God. Hallelujah. She had become a woman of God. Glory to Jesus Christ. Why? You see, her ability to connect to the anointing. There's somebody who came for that same meeting, who came for that same program, and right now he's taking medicine. No, are you getting me? I'm trying to let you understand why we are not able to see the testimonies that God is talking about. It is not that they are not real. Many people want prophecy. Let me tell you something. Faith is greater than prophecy. There is no prophecy without faith. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the verse number 20. The Bible says that believe in the Lord your God and you be established, a big part. And it says that believe also in his prophets and you prosper. So if you don't have faith, your prophecy is useless. No matter how accurate it will be, it is still useless. It is still useless. Me, I have seen people who are great prophecies and they died before the prophecies came to pass. So what are you talking about? I'm teaching you the path or the means by which you can walk in your victory. Are you getting me? Sometimes we are in a hurry to get excited and shout amen and then go and put offering on the altar and then, but we need to understand how it works. If you don't understand how it works, all of that one day you be sorry now after saying yami di miyamo, ana di miyamo miyamo miyamo. Yes, but that will not be your story. I said that will not be your story. Oh no, I mean like, I know somebody who is going through certain things. And it was the same environment. You see, our ability to connect by faith. Our ability to connect by faith. Now, I'm not saying that to spite the one who is taking medicine. No, don't get me wrong. I'm just letting you understand the variables. The variables. How individually we can respond to circumstances. Praise God. Because it's likely that the person may have also prayed. And so, why are some things not working? So it means that we need further insight on the subject of faith. Further insight on the subject of faith. You need to understand. And there's faith for everything. What did I say? There's faith for everything. There's faith for healing. And there's faith for finances. And there's faith for deliverance. So, if you realize the area that you are lacking in, you go and look for that kind of faith. The other day, one lady came to see me, and she was telling me about some problem that she was having in her finances. It looked as though expense upon expense. I don't know whether you've been in that situation before, where you realize that almost every time something is happening, your money is going like water. One problem after the other, one problem after the other. Now, all of a sudden, the person started asking me, the tithes, no cry, how did we calculate it? Glory to Jesus Christ. And it is normal because sometimes something happens and it can challenge your faith. And I said, my dear, your faith for finances is going down. What you are doing is because of the problems. So go and increase your faith for finances. So what did she do? She went and started listening to messages about finance, faith for finances. How God can supply your need. How God by faith is able to... Oh, all of a sudden, just a short time after that, this person who needs money now came to give me a seat. 1 week, the financial problem turned around. All the money that she lost, it came back with an excess. With an excess. You won't clap. This is what will help you. You won't clap. Oh, but I me the oil for me. Say, and then, you know, I'm telling you how the thing works. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. You need to hear God's word concerning that matter so you have gotten faith in your heart. Some of you, the prophecies that you have received, you don't even do anything with them. Is it one of the things I teach? Go and download your prophecy. Listen to it. Pray over and over again. Pray with it. There was a gentleman, Eben. He I think was in COVID year 2020. He had told me that he wanted to get married. And he had shown me a beautiful young lady. And then COVID hit. And when COVID hit, you know people's jobs were on the line. He said that they had told them, they had not sacked them, but they said they should go home. They said, we have not sacked you, but you go home for some time. Let us see a few things. Because we cannot afford to pay you. And now business, everything has come to a standstill. So, you go home. And so, whilst they were looking at all things, they had planned to get married in that year. And so, the most logical thing was that let's postpone the marriage to next year because your money is not coming to my money is not coming. How are we going to pay? And the only money that they had in their bank account was somewhere around 5,000 Ghana cedis. And then there was a prophecy that the Lord gave them. I spoke to them and I said, do not postpone it in this year, 2020, in COVID year, you will marry. I don't know what you may be going through, but in the midst of the negativity, in the midst of the storm, a miracle is coming for somebody over here. I said, a miracle is coming for somebody over here. Where Satan thought you were supposed to stop, that is when God is about to cause you to fly. I said, that is where God is about to cause you to fly. Do you know what he did? He went on Facebook and downloaded the prophecy. And he called his beloved and said, baby, we have just received something. Every single night we are going to pray with it. And so they'll be playing the prophecy. And then they'll be praying, speaking in tongues, and making declarations with the prophecy. In fact, the prophecy, when it came, I think it came about two times. He said, you even get more money to the point that you even come and give me some for me to chop. You see, I have to put myself, when I see something, why should I take myself out? Amen and amen. Everybody over here, can I prophesy to you? God is going to give you so much money that you even come and give me some to chop. Yeah. What do you think? You'll be there just because the little coins you give me, you won't say amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And true too, they lifted the ban, the COVID, whatever, the restrictions. I think a month or two later, they were getting married. He came to tell me, said, Papa, it was amazing. All of a sudden, this person says, I'll take this. To the point that even two people decided that they are going to take one thing. And they got so much money. When they finished the wedding, and they finished the reception, and they finished the honeymoon, which is a very important part of everything. They finished the honeymoon. Still, the 5,000 that they had in their bank account, when the prophecy came, it was still there. They had not even withdrawn it. And they came to give me an envelope. Even there were dollars in the envelope. What are you talking about? 2 months, 3 months after the wedding, they called me and said, Papa, the money is still coming. The money is still coming. The money is still coming. What are you doing with your prophecy? It is faith. How are you applying your faith? You use your faith. Faith is a tool. It's a weapon. You use it. If you don't use it, it will just be there, dormant, not working. You put your faith to work. You release your faith. The Bible says, by faith, the elders obtain a good report. What is faith? It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you have an evidence, what do? You are in a court case and somebody saying that the land that you belongs to you, it has not belonged to you, it belongs to him. What do you do when you go to the courts? Come on, talk. What do? You show evidence. And the Bible says faith is evidence. In the light of the opposition, what do you present? You need to present your evidence. That is why a lot of times those prayers, Eradibuamio, Eradibuamio, it doesn't work. this man. I'm telling you the truth. That is why Achimota Forest is still filled with some people who have been going there, and they were taking trotro from 20 years ago up to today. They are taking trotro. They have not yet been able to buy a bicycle. Because the kind of prayers that sometimes are being lifted over there, they are not scriptural. And so what they are actually releasing is not faith. They are releasing doubts and unbelief. Because if you are saying, telling God to give you something that God says I've already given you, are you not saying that God is a liar? So it is not faith that is praying. It is not faith that is praying. So we are praying, God make me rich. But he said, I have made you rich already. Oh, if you are a man of faith or a woman of faith, you walk with boldness. You walk with boldness because you have a certain mentality, a certain understanding. Look at small boy David. He went to meet Goliath, a giant. A giant of a man. In fact, when they talk about the height of Goliath, the man was so tall, almost 9 feet high. When you stand before him, you are like a dwarf. And the Bible says that he went to meet him to fight. And this man has been a warrior from his youth. In other words, the man knows all the principles of war and knows all how to go about his battle. He knows where he can catch you and you die immediately. When he said that, I will cut off your head, he knows what he's going to do. And you have never carried sword before. Even when they put an arm on you, you were shaking like a skeleton. And you are going to stand in front of them. What will cause you him to have that boldness, that audacity to go and stand before Goliath? There must be something that he knew that Goliath did not know. And Goliath said, look at this. Why have you brought me a little dog? And the Bible says he began to curse him by the gods, the Philistine gods. Sado Shataya. You'd have thought that David, even Saul, the Bible says he was a foot taller or a head taller than all the men in Israel. Even he was shaking whenever he heard the man's voice. He heard Goliath's voice. The Bible says all the men of Israel, all the soldiers who have been trained on how to use the sword, how to use the shield, how to use the spear, how to use the dagger, they were afraid of Goliath. A little boy who was a shepherd, who did not even know how to use a sword, he came and he stood in front of Goliath. And he said, you know, that is how you need to learn how to laugh at your problems. When Satan comes and says, I'm going to destroy you, you don't say, hey, here, there are too many. You know, he says, yeah. You wake up from a dream, and in the dream they said they were burying you. You wake up and say, me? My God. It's why I understood some of these things. I wake up from some dream, so the devil has stopped giving me those dreams. I'm telling you, the eyes, you want for me to pray? I bind you. When he said, I'll live and not die, I believed it. It's not now I'm going to believe it. I believed it the first time I read it. The first time he told me, I believed it. I'll live and not die. And I'll declare the good works of God. Oh, I told you about the dream somebody had about me. And then they were burying me. They said I was dead and they had put me in the coffin. And they were burying me. And so as they were burying me, the person that was lowering the coffin, the people were crying, oh, genio, Ebenezer, no, every name that is somebody who called. So if it was today, someone of you be crying, Papa, oh. Others would say Reverend, oh. Others would say Doctor, oh. Others would say Papa, Reverend, Doctor. Oh, oh sorry, I should say, they are lowering, somebody is pushing to, what is happening? Me too, I'm trying to look, who are they putting over there? Because I cannot die. I cannot die. I know, do you believe it? Are you sure? Why can you not die? Can I ask you that question? Why can you not die? Me, I'm saying I cannot die. I have my evidence. Why are you also saying you cannot die? You see why people go and die? They come and they hear pastor say, I cannot die. They just say, I cannot die. You don't know why the pastor is saying, engineer so pain. Now, oh, what is the foundation? That is the faith I'm talking about. They don't know. You'll be there. Are you beginning to understand the thing now? So, if you say that I cannot be sick, you must have a foundation. Bishop David Oedipo, he was a general on faith. He was I had been a pastor for some time. And was content with the money that God was giving him. You know, some people, they don't like too much money. But they need whatever will keep them going. But then when he looked at the amount of money that was coming in, he saw that no, with this kind of money and the vision and the dream God was giving him, he cannot fulfill that dream. And then he heard about Kenneth Copeland, he heard about Kenneth Hagin, men of God that he followed and how God had prospered them financially. He said, no, there must be a secret. After that time, his papa, Kenneth Copeland, was not giving cars. He was dashing people planes, aeroplanes. I'm not talking about a toy one. No. The one you sit inside and then need to fly. The one that flies. I'm not talking about a remote control. No. Mr. Samper's son's aeroplane. No, he's not talking about that one. Aeroplane. I'm not talking about drone. What is this? Butterfly. We are talking about real aeroplane. So he said, no, there must be something. So he took his book, Laws of Prosperity. And then he took his wife's book, Gloria Copeland's book, on something about prosperity. You have prosperity or something. And then he took his Bible and went on 3 days fasting. He said, no, I've got to catch the secrets. I've got to catch the secrets. Because you see, he knew that he needs a foundation. He cannot say, because my papa is making it, I will make it. No. He has to know, have an evidence from heaven. Are you beginning to understand the thing gradually? That is why with walking by faith, your sensitivity to the voice of God is very important. He fasted, prayed 3 days, reading the book, consuming it, read it about 3 times, looking at the scriptures in the Bible. Oh, on the third day, as he was just praying and meditating on the word of God, he heard the voice of the Lord very clearly. And the Lord said that, my son, David, my prosperity plan is not a promise. It does not respond to prayer. Neither does it respond to fasting. It is a covenant. You do your part and I'm committed to do my part. When he came out, he said he turned like an alikoto. He said, I will never be poor. That was his declaration. When he came out of that fasting and prayer, he said, and that was when the money started coming. Today, he's if not the richest man of God. In fact, the other day, he was complaining. What was his complaint? He said that some people are saying that he's one of the richest men of God. He doesn't understand why they are talking about him being one of the richest men of God. He said, no, they should be saying that he's the richest man of God that is on the earth. He said, look at the amount that they have given me. It is too small. It is too small. Look at that. In fact, when he was going out, he was talking about it in the room, and everyone said, Papa, you don't go and talk about it, don't go and mention it. He said, Okay, I've heard. When he got on the stage, that was the first thing he spoke about. Go and tell them, I am the richest, I'm not one of the richest. Why was he saying that? What is giving him boldness? It is because of the faith that he discovered. It has become the bedrock for him to make his declarations. He had the evidence. So faith is the evidence of things not seen. So even though you have not yet seen it, you have the evidence. Just like for the land case, you take the documents of the land, that this is the evidence that the land is for me. Your faith is an evidence that you can present. When you are facing an opposition that is telling you that a prophecy cannot come to pass, how do you determine that your prophecy will come to pass? You present your faith. What did God tell you? What is the word of God that you have received? That's why the Bible says faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? Now, the word of God, the word that is translated word over there. In the Greek, we can have logos. Logos is like the Bible, the entirety of the revealed word of God. But here, it uses another word, rhema. Rhema is like a personal voice to you. God speaking to you concerning a particular situation at a particular time for a particular purpose in a particular season. So, faith cometh not just by reading the logos or not just by cramming Bible verses in your mind
And so somebody say, I'll live and not die. Why? Because the person is quoting scriptures. No. When until the scripture becomes a real, a living, and a spoken word in your spirit, it has moved out of the Bible and has entered into your heart. Now it has become a personal word. You may not even remember where it is in the Bible, but it is yours. Oh my God. It is yours. It is yours. Only one person got it. The rest of you are clapping. I don't know whether it's a real clapping. It has become your personalized word. After it becomes your personalized word, it carries no power for manifestation. The Bible says, Jesus told there, he said, you have made the word of God of none effect by your traditions. You see, the traditions of John 3:16, they are quoting. So, you have not even taken time to think about it. You see, you know, that John 3:16, if you meditate on it and understand it very well, you can find money over there. You can find healing over there. You can find miracles over there. Come on. Because as it just dropped, I began to find them over there. God, if my God so loves me, he would give me money. He will protect me. He will heal me. He will secure me. Is it? I just picked it from there. It has become a rhema to me. I'm preaching to you, but I'm also getting rhema. God is speaking to me. So Satan comes after me and says that, you are going to die from this sickness. I say, for my God so loves me. He loves me. Because if he says he loves the world, I'm also in the world. Amen and amen. It has become a personal word to me. It has become my rhema. In fact, let me tell you how, if you had known me about 15 years ago, This is not the way I was. Usually I will leave my hair will become very bushy, my beard will be all over the place, you see, because all I cared about was Jesus. I didn't care about my appearance. Yes, and I'll be wearing my flip-flops and I'll be going for evangelism. I was like John the Baptist. Amen and amen. Bush guy, you see my trousers, jeans, the back, the buffy, and one day yes, we made them a door. I was a preacher, and I all I cared about was getting my anointing. I didn't know that God was interested in my appearance. As I was growing, the Holy Ghost started speaking to me from a scripture in Romans chapter 1. If I tell you a scripture, you never see anything about dressing over there, but he used it to speak about dressing to me. And that's when I started. If I didn't like wearing tie, oh no, anytime I wear tie, it's like I'm going to die. It's like somebody has held my neck. I said, how can these people look? How can they survive in this time? I mean, it's as though somebody is choking me. I've been sure you, yeah. And it was because the word became a personal word to me. And it began to change me. Now, last year, when I completed the doctorate at KNUSC, my class decided to do a year group. And one of the things that were like the most this, the most that, the most that. And so one of the things was the most well-dressed. Can you imagine? Majority of the class wrote my name. Reverend Okoronipa. If I didn't know, I let somebody do the data. I said, is that a data? I said, oh, do you know? Stop joking. He said, oh, no, this is the data. Your name is here. So many times, I said, hey, me the booty boy. Hallelujah. Fashionista of the class. Can you imagine that? Look at me. If I let me do some workings over here. What are you talking about? You see, it was a word that I received. It began to even change my appearance. Now you see me, you are crashing on me. It's faith that has done that. Oh, get away. Oh, yes, come on. Oh, yes, come on. Let's pause the service and give the Lord a shout of praise and celebrate it. It is the word. And do you know the amazing thing? I didn't even have money for clothes, but that same word started bringing clothes to me. Now, I barely buy clothes because that word is still working. That word is still working. That word is still working. It's a faith. Faith. If you carry faith, you don't even need somebody to come and tell you that you are going to become great. Your faith will pick it up. And when somebody comes to tell you, it becomes a confirmation. And I'm telling you the truth. In the true life of a Christian, prophecies shouldn't be new. any prophecy that any man of God comes to tell you should be a confirmation of what God has already told you. That's the how New Testament Christianity is. But because we have a lot of lazy children of God, after omo ja, omo ni omo nyamin timno ama nyamini pano. Whatever they have outsourced their relationship with God to the man of God. But God can speak to you through dreams, visions, impressions, things that will drop in your spirit. And those are the things that form the foundation of your faith. They are the evidence that you use when opposition comes. And even when there's no opposition, but you want to make progress. It's not every time that you are fighting. Sometimes you just want to make progress. I guess you want to move from point A to point B. It's not every time that somebody is fighting you. You think that where the level I am, it is enough. I want to go higher. It is the same faith that you can use to catapult you there. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders obtain a good report. That faith can catapult you from a place of being sick into a place of living in health. Of living in health. Those days, I used to have chronic sinusitis. Do you know what chronic sinusitis is? Every morning, I'm having I want to use a word that will confuse you. Glory to Jesus Christ. Rhinorrhea. Praise God. Oh yes. So constantly I was experiencing allergic rhinitis. Glory. So that meant that every morning I have cold. Hey, every morning you ask me, hey, in my house, nobody likes to touch my handkerchief. You see? And me alone, in a day, I moved from handkerchief to face towel. Still, the matter was not. Because you touch it, I have put too many things in there. So, no. I have to, you cannot wash them. Because constantly, there was nothing I needed medicinal. Hey, my God. These are mothers. They are both Orthodox doctors and native doctors. Now, who has suffered like me before? My mother, she's more than a native doctor. She knows the leaves. She knows. Hey! And do you know that starting, it was not working. I was taking medicine. Medicine was not working. Asthma, dream, cold, pro cold, ex cold, every kind of cold, re cold, different colds. India cold, America cold, cold plus, cold minus. It was still not working. Every morning, especially when it's a little cold or I smoke or anything provokes me. Anything provokes me. I couldn't use spray. It's anything I am after my shadow because I was still using 15 years ago. No, I was still spraying. I'm telling you, the number of perfumes I've given out now because I couldn't use them. If I spray a little, even mild one, the rest of the day is false. And I started making confessions because I've seen in the Bible that by his stripes I was healed. So I started speaking it. Master, all of a sudden, and then I sprayed at him. No, my God. So that day, I sprayed, and then I sprayed, and then I walked through it. Amen and amen. This is called restoration with compensation. What are you talking about? Somebody, you are going to change the situation in your life by your faith. Everything is changeable by faith too. Everything is changeable by faith. Oh, faith is the most powerful force in the world. By faith, the elders obtain a good report. Faith can shape your world. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Faith can bring testimony to your gifts. So you may have a gift, you may have an offering. Your faith can cause that offering to give you a testimony. There are five people under the sound of my voice right now. There is a seed that you sowed. I am seeing the seed beginning to speak. And the seed is speaking all things that are going to bring profits to you. The seeds are beginning to speak a certain open door for you. Yes, one of you have felt like giving up because it looks as though you are beginning to experience the opposite of what you are believing God for. But here, your seed is speaking to me right now. And your seed is telling me to tell you that instead of giving up, right now start confessing in the direction of what you are believing. Begin to speak in the direction of what you are trusting God for. Begin to speak in the direction of what you want to see. Because he says that the seed is telling me to tell you, saying that I have been activated to work in your favor. And so you are about to see that favor. And you are going to receive the acceptance. And you are going to receive that call. Oh, Bashindeleketai, that by Tuesday, you are going to receive that call. By Tuesday, there's a gentleman over here. I see what looks like an elderly man. And the man is calling you on phone. And he's telling you that, young man, the thing has been approved. It has been approved. It has been approved. It has been approved. It has been approved. Get ready to testify. Oh, yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Somebody's faith is speaking now. I can see your offering, and your offering is speaking. I don't know, because I'm looking at it, and it's as though the offering is bubbling in my eyes, and the offering has a voice. Shakabala bakanto loboshiataya. And the next one is talking about a house. It's talking about a house. The release of the house. The release of the house. All of a sudden, out of the offering, I saw a shout of joy, because I saw somebody coming to tell you that it is done. It has been done. It has been done. That house that you are believing for, that land that you are believing for, see the Spirit of the living God. As your faith is being activated, your gifts are bringing you testimonies. Just like the gifts of Abel, he being dead, he's still speaking. Meaning, when you are able to give by faith, my God, my God, a voice comes. A voice comes to you. A voice comes out of your seed. A voice comes out of your offering. A voice comes out of your gift. That even death cannot stop the manifestation of your seed. Even death cannot stop the speaking of your prophecy. I see God stirring somebody's faith right now. Somebody's about to receive a call. I don't know, but two people over here, HR is going to call you. The HR is going to call you. An HR is going to call you. An HR is going to call you. And it's bringing you an information. That it will be the manifestation of favor. The manifestation of favor. The manifestation of favor. There is an activation of the faith of people. The Bible says, by faith. Amplified says, inspired by faith. Activated by faith. Actuated by faith. Faith is an inspirational force. Right now, what you are feeling inside you, the inspiration that you are having inside you, that miracle can happen. That is the faith that is trying to speak. That is the faith that is trying to manifest. Will you give it a voice? Your mouth gives voice to your faith. Your mouth gives a release to your faith. The Bible says, having the same spirit of faith, they believe that what they spoke. We also believe that what we speak. Kama Shantaya. We have entered into an arena of the release of faith for the impossible. And you release it by prophecy. You release by inspired speaking. What inspiration are you getting right now? Let that inspiration turn into words and begin to release those words. Begin to turn those words into declarations. Begin to turn the declarations into prayers. Because what you say, I hear the Lord saying, you will receive what you say. You will get what you say. You will receive what you say. You will get what you say. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall command this mountain. You shall speak to this mountain. Be removed from your place.
and be sent to a yonder place. And he said, and you shall believe and not doubt in your heart. You shall have what you say. You shall have what you say. What you feel like saying, it is fate. Some of you feel it like tongues coming. Let the tongues come. As the tongues are coming, it will turn into words. Words of understanding. Words that will speak to your health. Words that will speak to your marriage. Words that will speak to your finances. Words that will speak to your life. Come on, let there be a release right now. Come on, let there be an activation. You have been saying that I have waited for long enough. Somebody, that's how you are feeling it. You are feeling it. I know enough is enough. I've waited for long enough. My faith must get me my results. My faith must get me an answer. My faith must get me my testimony. Yes, release it right now. It will happen as you have said it. It will happen as you have declared it. It will happen as you have spoken it. Masha Palabar, Mendelebe Kutar, Rebelebe Kusatar, Mandelebe Kapar. Yes, you can speak right now. Adamas Mandara, the financial turnaround, the healing is obtainable by faith. You can take it by faith. Faith says now. He said, now faith is. Faith is not tomorrow. Faith is now. Faith is now. Faith is now. Faith is now. My son, take it now. The Lord is saying, take it now. Young man, you can take it now. You can take the approval now. You can take the miracle now. Shapalababa. You can take the house now. You can take that property now. You can take that next level now. Come on, you can take that gift now. You can take that anointing now. You can take that healing now. All that will no longer be a problem. Tummy pain will not be a problem. Headache will no longer be a problem. I am a problem. I am a problem. I am a problem. The evil voice that has been parading in my home is silence. My voice is louder than them. Come on, speak it. Come on, declare it. The fears will not cause you panic anymore. Shapalabaka, Lepelebe Kotoya, Lepelebe Ziata, Mendelebebeya. Yes, my passport will not be useless. Shapada, Yepede, Yapada, Yepeda, Yapada. The doors of nations, the doors of nations, the doors of nations, the doors of nations, access, access by the Spirit of God. Lepababaya. Your prophetic advantage has started. Your prophetic advantage has started. Your prophetic advantage has started. Shabalababaya. Can you remember your prophecies? Can you remember the words that you have received? Come on, begin to make war with them. Begin to release them. Begin to agree with them. Faith is agreement. Faith is acceptance. And what God has said is true. It's true. What God has said you have. You have. What God has said you can do. You can do. It is an agreement with the word of God. It is an agreement with the word of God. It is a response of the human spirit to the word of God. Hey! Surely you are the head and not the tail. I am Balabakana. I hear the Lord say to me, I open unto you of my good treasure, of my good treasure, of my good treasure. Samalabahar, Mendelebekapa, Ratatatata, Lepelebebea. I don't know, I can see a young lady. Your faith is really stretching. I can see like life in the spirit. And you are really throwing it in there. You are really throwing it in the realm of the spirit. Keep at it. Keep at it. The darkness will not continue. The darkness will not continue. You are going to prevail. You are going to prevail. God is giving you the prevailing faith. The prevailing faith. The prevailing faith. The prevailing faith. Mandalabar. Rebelebe Shata. Rastantia. Lepelebe Kata. Mandalababaya. Lepelebelebe. Lepe Shataya. Come on. Command the business to come. Command the business to come. Command the doors to open. Command the gadgets to come. What you need, you can receive. You can receive. What you need, that computer is coming. Hey! La Yes, yes. Come on, work it. Somebody's building a house now. You are building a house now. My God, my God. Your wedding gown is here. Come on, enter into it now. Enter into it now. The love that you are serving in your spirit, it is the spirit of faith that is putting it there. The smile, Come on, religion now. Very soon, you are going to be the best in that class. And they don't know why. They don't know how. It is your faith that work. It is your faith that work. Rabba Shatara. You can speak to your body now. No more sickness. No more infirmity. No more disease. Meshega. Rabba da 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 da. Your prophetic advantage is being released right now. Come on, speak it for us. Come on, decree it now. Come on, declare it now. Oh, yes. Somebody's entering the creative arena. Create your reality. Create your truth. Create your reality. Create your truth. Release your power. Release your power. Release your power. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. If you are not speaking, you are not releasing faith. If you are not speaking, you are not releasing your prophetic advantage. Mandala Baba, Rebele Belebe, Rabala Balaba, Rabala Balaba, Rabala Balaba, Rabala Balaba, Mandala Balaba, Rabala Balaba. I hear the Lord say, I am putting my word in your mouth. I am putting my word in your mouth. What you say, it will come to pass. Ah, Bashataya. My word in your mouth is as powerful as that word in my mouth. Because faith makes all things possible.
Rescue the souls of men. You are the one that we praise. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You gave the healing and the
rise up, lift up your hands, everyone.
I've always
that you've been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, visit our website www.ebenezeropronipa.com or call 0546-363957. God bless you.